from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to tell y'all this story before we move forward. So Rob and I host a podcast together. It's called Bad Movies, Worse Opinions, where we watch movies that are rated below a 6.0 on IMDb. We just did a new episode. So we got a little bit of money for doing the podcast, you know. You do some ads. It's on YouTube. We got a little bit of money. We ain't Travis Kelce or Jason Kelce, but we got a little bit of money. Rob's cut was like $60. So I went to Rob and I said, hey, Rob, my cut, I'm going to put on Missouri to make the college football playoff. This was, you know, found money for me. I want to bet on my college football team. They're running a boost right now with our friends over at FanDuel. That's what I'm going to do with my little bit of money. It doesn't cost me anything to just watch these movies. It's pretty easy. I came to Rob and I said, hey, why don't you do the same thing? Right now, you can get KU at plus 600 to make the college football playoff, and you get a 20% boost. You can just have a free ticket. It's found money. All you had to do was watch I Pronounce You Chuck and Larry and talk to me about it for 40 minutes. Easy. Nah, man, I don't know. I'm not that confident, man. You know what? Just go and give me the money. I'm like, you sure? This is a free ticket. This is a no-sweat bet for you. Nah, man, I don't know, man. You know, I just got back from Jamaica, man. You know, I'm just got back from out of town, man. I'm just gonna take the full tank. Rob, you're not confident in your score. All the talking you've done to me this offseason, you got a chance now to put your money where your mouth is with your team. It's a free bet. You scared? I can show you the wager I made on Missouri with my little bit of the money. I bet on my Missouri Tigers because I'm confident in them heading into the season. You got 6-1 odds and you're scary Larry with the free bet? It's embarrassing.
I'm going to wait.
Oh, my goodness. They're going to wait. Wait till what? They play Lindenwood.
No, I'm going to wait past Lindenwood.
You're going to the game.
I'm waiting to week. If I want to see the Illinois game. They don't know. Maybe the odds drop to plus 300, but we're still good.
It's a free bet right now. It's a free bet.
Do I get plus 600 on?
I offered Kramer a similar thing because Kramer helps us produce it. I told Kramer, I was like, hey, I'll pay you out for your help, or I will personally put money down right now on the Royals to win the division. It is plus 250. So it is about 2.5-1 odds. So if I put up 50 for you, if the Royals win the division, you would get like $160. He's like, I don't know, man. I don't feel very safe. A lot of scary individuals around me, man. How can we make it to the top with this kind of energy around us? You've done all this talking to me about Jalen Daniels and Devin Neal. You don't think they're making the playoff?
I think they have a chance to make the playoff. Oh, okay, I'm less confident in them than I am other schools.
Scary, bro. That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds very scary to me is what it sounds like. All right, I want to share this bit of information with you guys. Rob, you've been around long enough to know that people have been very critical of the way that the Royals have drafted over, you know, the last 10, 15 years or so. You guys remember the story? They could have drafted Albert Pujols. I mean, he played college baseball. He played high school baseball not that far from here. And somehow Albert Pujols just fell through the cracks. Maybe the best baseball player of his generation, not named Barry Bonds. Just played right down the street, just didn't get him. And then you remember they didn't want to make that mistake again with Bubba Starling. They then drafted Bubba Starling, and it didn't work out. So good for them. So the Royals have certainly taken a lot of hits on the way that they have drafted and developed. They also deserve a lot of credit for what they've done. Their 2019 draft class, they got Bobby Witt Jr. in the first round. Now, we can say, oh, he was a can't-miss prospect. The Royals have missed a lot of can't-miss prospects. They got Vinny Pasquantino in that draft as well in the 11th round. Your two best under 30-year-old hitters, you drafted, you developed. They got Michael Massey in that draft class as well in the 4th round. You know how much of a dice roll it is. The fact that this guy came up and is now a productive major league player for you, it's positive. You know what? Alec Marsh also was in that draft class. He was in the 2nd round. So in the 2019 draft, 4 guys that they spent draft picks on, 1st round, 2nd round, 4th round, and 11th round, are all major contributors to a team that is heading toward the postseason. We have all thrown arrows at the Royals for the way that they have drafted and the way that they have developed as an organization. We got to turn around and praise them for what they have been able to do. And a lot of this, now some of it, is obviously you spent money in free agency. You spent money in free agency to go get Michael Wacha. You spent money in free agency to go out there and go get Seth Lugo. You get credit for bringing Cole Reagans in. You didn't draft him, but he was a prospect. You brought him here, and in over the course of a year, you helped turn him into an all-star. You have done that up and down this roster, and that's how the Royals right now have a 90% chance of making the postseason, if you believe Baseball Reference.
And also, although the Dayton class that was regarded as the class that will save the Royals, we took all those college pitchers, Brady Singer, Daniel Lynch, Chris Bubich, Jackson Kowar. It was just a college pitcher-palooza. A lot of people, myself included, have taken a chance to poke fun at how that class did not reap the benefit that Royals fans thought. Well, you know what? I was probably wrong. Chris Bubich is going to be an important part of this bullpen going forward and could be a starter again next year. Daniel Lynch, one game sample size, looks like he could be an important bullpen piece for a playoff team going forward. And Brady Singer, it took him a longer time to get it going, and maybe he never became the player they thought they were getting, but Brady Singer is going to be an important starter and maybe the second or third best starter on one of the best rotations in baseball. So, as someone who goes out of their way to make fun of the Royals' draft misses, because they exist, I have to acknowledge their successes. And I think what we're talking about hopefully gives people a little bit of pause when they come down hard on draft classes, because in baseball, more so than other sports, it just takes time. Like, Daniel Lynch looked like a super bust until this season, and now he might be a productive bullpen arm in the bullpen. Brady Singer looked like a super bust until 2022, 2023, things started to figure it out. I think baseball folks, and myself included, are too quick to crush drafts because we're so used to football where it's like, draft a guy at 27, he starts in year one. Where in baseball, it's more of a slow burn than a quick turnaround.
Yeah, I mean, I also think in a lot of ways, I think a lot of it just comes down to like benefit of the doubt. And it's understandable. The Royals, they don't deserve a lot of the benefit of the doubt. You know how for a long time before the Chiefs drafted Patrick Mahomes, we did that what-if game for the Chiefs in the draft. They took Donald Stevenson one pick before Russell Wilson. Like, we could find a bunch of those examples. Well, when you hit it the way that they did, when you get it right with Patrick Mahomes, you don't have those conversations anymore. The Royals have certainly done the exact same thing. They could have had Aaron Judge. They took Hunter Dozier instead. But when you finally get your opportunity to take a transcendent star the way that they did, and you draft Bobby Witt Jr., man, it makes things really easy around it if you have a smart organization. Because we can look at the Angels. It's more than just drafting Mike Trout and, hey, that's an instant. No, you got to do some other things right. And the fact that in one draft you found the heart of your lineup, you found Bobby Witt Jr. and Vinny Pasquantino in the same draft class, and you have already locked up one of those players for the next 11 years. That is not something that the Angels have done. That's not something that a lot of small market teams have been able to lock in their superstar, where we don't need to have, it always felt like with Moose or with Kane or with Hosmer that there was always an expiration date. You knew it ends at this date. That's what made the end of 2017, where everybody's there and they're hugging it. You knew that this was the last concert for these individuals. This was the farewell tour. We don't have to have that conversation at any point this decade about Bobby Witt Jr. We can have that in 2032. Sure. We don't need to have that conversation for the next 6 years. J.J. Piccolo and his staff, they deserve a lot of credit for what they've done. So someone on the text line says, "C-Dot, that's blind luck. Even a blind squirrel can find a nut time and time." We have thrown enough rocks at the Royals, and they have gotten enough of these things wrong. When they get things right the way that they have right now, which, say what you want about the Royals and, oh, they can only beat the White Sox and all, the Royals are one game back of the division with 30 games to go. 30. They are 6-2 against Cleveland. If they win today against Cleveland, they will have won the season series against the most important team. They don't need to beat out the Yankees. They don't need to beat out the Orioles. They don't need to beat out the Dodgers. They need to beat out Cleveland and Minnesota. And the next 10 days of Royals baseball will tell us if they can do that. They have 5 more games against Cleveland. They have 3 more games against Minnesota over the next 10 days. If they can go 7-3 in their next 10 games, the Royals are going to win the American League Central. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Missouri Athletics, 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we don't have a lot of time before we hand things off to Josh Verner. We appreciate you guys. Juju spoke with the media earlier today. Here's what Juju said.
Yeah, man, this is a great offense. You have so many weapons now. Honestly, just happy and glad to be a part of, you know, this offense and be in it. But for me, you know, like I said, just getting used to the playbook and just trying to see where I fit in. So whatever that may be, wherever coach wants to use me, I'm ready. Just happy to be in this room.
Juju Smith-Schuster talks about how he fits in with this wide receiver room. We talked a lot about it yesterday. We don't need to rehash the entire conversation. I like the move. I don't really see a reason to dislike the move. I believe that he is an upgrade over wide receiver 5 through 7 on this team. I think we know who their top four is, and now he is in that same conversation with Mecole Hardman. I guess you could put Justin Watson in that conversation. It seems like Sky Moore made the team. I know we haven't heard 100% what the 53-man roster is, but I feel like at this point we would know if Sky Moore wasn't on the team. I actually thought there was a chance that they were trying to work out a trade for Sky Moore. He didn't play in the third preseason game, so maybe they have been making phone calls and nobody wants to bite. It sounds earlier like they tried to trade Kadarius Toney. No one wanted him, so they just outright released him. We'll see if he gets picked up by another team. I imagine another team would take a chance on him. The only thing that I guess is interesting to me regarding the next 3 days with the Chiefs is, are they going to pick up a running back? I think for the most part, they're done making roster moves. I mean, they made a roster move today for a tight end. It's your fourth tight end. They traded a 2026 conditional 7th round pick. Like, you can't trade anyone in the league for a smaller return than what the Chiefs just traded for this tight end. We don't have to spend any time debating that. So they cut Denarik Prince today. The expectation is that he's going to make the practice squad. They certainly want him to clear waivers. They'll bring him back. Rob, do you think they're going to pick up a veteran running back? That's the conversation over the next couple of days. They are not picking up a wide receiver. Maybe they pick up a corner, but I think it would be a small move if they do. If they add a running back, and there's a lot of names out there at running back. Dalvin Cook is still available. P. Ryan is still available. We can probably, there's probably 10 running backs that I could throw out there that you guys have heard of that it would move the needle a little bit, at least in a term of conversation, if they did it. If they're going to do it, they do it in the next 3 days. They are not adding a player next Tuesday to the roster. They're adding a player the next 72 hours if they're adding anybody. Do you think they add a running back?
Yes. I think Carson Steele shifts to fullback, and they have another insurance policy for Clyde. Because remember, they cut Denaric Prince today. So I think a P. Ryan type is a chief maybe by the end of the week. Maybe we're talking about it on Friday. I think it's happening more likely than not.
If the Royals win these next two games, the next time that I talk to you, they will be in first place in the American League Central. They are one game back. They got two games until I talk to you guys again. I will be on the air after Royals and Guardians yesterday, after Vern hops off. I would guess, Rob, around 4 tomorrow. That's kind of about the time this is going to be. I'm excited. I'm going to be here. Hopefully you guys are here as well. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.